You're listening to SBS News.
The European Commission has asked all European Union member states to provide their plans to vaccinate their population against the coronavirus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who holds the EU's rotating presidency, says member states hold similar views on vaccination priorities.
The ethical basis of vaccinating is being discussed by each of the member states, as we are discussing in what order vaccination should occur, which groups should get the first doses. Vaccination priorities are similar in most member states, first medical staff, then vulnerable persons, and I think the EU path will be similar.
Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo says the bloc needs a joint strategy for winter travel to avoid what he calls a third wave. The European Centre for Disease Control says the region has had about 11.3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and nearly 280,000 people have died. The pandemic has also pushed the EU into its deepest recession. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says even if approval for new vaccines comes as early as mid-December, the Commission is focusing its efforts on tackling vaccine mistrust. President von der Leyen says a new campaign is being developed to help member states communicate the importance of vaccines. European Council President Charles Michel says the campaign aims to change the minds of the growing number of people who are hesitant about vaccination.
On vaccines, the results of recent trials are encouraging. We agreed to speed up the preparations of national vaccination plans to ensure vaccines are available and affordable to all European citizens once authorised. We welcome that Member States and the Commission have already finalised several purchase agreements. There will be, we know that, logistical challenges like storage, transport, and the number of doses. And another challenge will be communication. The number of people distrustful of vaccines is growing, and we must clearly communicate their value.
Hungary has become the first country in Europe to import Russia's touted Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine. Hungary plans to conduct trials of and possibly produce the Russian vaccine, but the European Commission is warning that safety standards must be met. Under EU rules, Sputnik V must be authorised by the European Medicines Agency before it can be marketed in any state of the 27-nation bloc. Hungary's Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó says if the shot proves safe and effective, then the vaccine will go into domestic mass production next year.
The doses of vaccine were transported under very special circumstances, by air at minus 10 degrees Celsius continuously. A special machine was checking it. And this is the way it's being transported now to the Hungarian Authority Laboratory, in which Hungarian experts will have the opportunity to study the vaccine in the forthcoming period and make a well-founded decision on potential usability and approval.
Trials of the Sputnik V vaccine have resumed after a temporary suspension in Russia. Last week, Russia's sovereign wealth fund said interim trial results showed Sputnik V is 92% effective at protecting people from COVID-19, and the country is preparing for mass inoculations. Vaccines being developed by US firms Moderna and Pfizer have shown 95% efficacy on a much larger sample of people exposed to the virus. Hans Kluger, the World Health Organization Regional Director for Europe, says while the clinical results are encouraging, he cautions nations against building a COVID-19 strategy based on the vaccine alone.
The European region in general is once again the epicenter of the pandemic together with the United States, but as I will try to tell also in my message, I'm also hopeful. I do see, and we all should see, light at the end of the tunnel, but it will be 6 tough months. So that means we have to implement what we know is working. If mask use reached 95%, lockdowns would not be needed. But at the current 60% or lower mask use, it is hard to avoid lockdowns.
Germany's Disease Control Agency says there are signs that lockdown measures are slowing the spread of the virus. Germany introduced tighter restrictions at the beginning of November, closing restaurants, bars and gyms, but leaving open stores and schools. In France, the death toll from the coronavirus increased by 429 to over 47,000 people. Health Minister Olivier Véran says mental health is deteriorating during the second lockdown.
The mental health of the French has thus significantly deteriorated between the end of September and the beginning of November, with a consequent increase in depressive symptoms observed throughout all socio-demographic profiles.
Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte warned Italians they would have to shun hugs and kisses at Christmas. The country has recorded an additional 653 coronavirus deaths to take the total death toll from the virus to nearly 48,000. In Asia, Tokyo's coronavirus alert level has been lifted to its highest level as the number of infections hit a record. The city recorded its highest single-day figures for two consecutive days, with 534 new cases in the past 24 hours. Japan has never had a total lockdown, but asked businesses to close and people to work from home after the government issued a national state of emergency in April, which was lifted in late May. Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike says the situation is at a critical point.
The daily COVID-19 tally is now over 500. Whether it will spread further or not depends on your cooperation. The most crucial thing is not to have more patients with severe conditions. I think this is the red line we need to abide by.
Meanwhile, in the country hardest hit by the coronavirus, the United States, the total death toll has exceeded 250,000. At least 1,751 new deaths were recorded in the last 24 hours. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending Americans do not travel during the Thanksgiving holiday next week to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. US President-elect Joe Biden said he would not order a nationwide shutdown, saying local regions should be calibrating their response to suit their situation.
I am not going to shut down the economy, period. I'm going to shut down the virus. That's what I'm going to shut down.
So that's ruled out.
I'll say it again. No national shutdown. No national shutdown. Because every region, every area, every community can be different. And so there's no circumstance which I can see would require a total national shutdown. I think that would be counterproductive.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.